Yeah, just a minute. Okay, I am here tonight. It's going on 6:30 Central Time with Mike Orr and Mark, my son, Mark Phillips. And we're going to be discussing tonight the faithfulness of God. And Mark is going to read, before I have Mike start, I'm going to have Mark read one passage of Scripture for us. And it's a wonderful passage. It's in Lamentations. Mark, I want you to read Lamentations 3:23-24.
Okay. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him.
Yeah, can you also read 22 for us, too?
Yes. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not.
Very good. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mike. Mike, we're glad to have you with us tonight. And what are your thoughts on this subject, the faithfulness of God?
The faithfulness of God. I'm guessing you might hit on this one when we get to Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And I mean, that kind of sums up a lot of my experience, is knowing that there's nothing I can really do of my own power to increase my faith. I mean, but by the fact that the Lord has given me faith, one of my loves is reading the Word, and investing time in Scripture and prayer. And one of my favorite verses in Psalms is Psalm 119, verse 75. And the psalmist writes, I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me.
Yeah.
In my life, I've had a lot of affliction. I had alcoholism and drug addiction, and I tried numerous ways to conquer it in secular fashion, AA, NA, 12-step programs, and nothing worked until Jesus pulled me from that pit.
Right.
And that's, I mean, that was, I believe, an example of the faith that worked in my heart.
Right.
Because I could not do anything of my own power.
Sure, that's right.
And I also noticed that there was the, it was in Psalm 89. Verses 1, 2, 5, 8, 24, 33, and 37. I'm not going to read it, but if anybody wants to look at Psalm 89, the word faithfulness is used 7 times. And it's take a couple minutes to read that, but if we have time at the end, maybe we'll do it, but... But that's kind of my thoughts on faithfulness. It's just, it's a gift from Christ.
That's really good. That's really good. And it's interesting because all of those scriptures you mentioned, I've got on my little tablet here. So, yeah, we'll probably cover those. Psalm 89 is a wonderful psalm about the faithfulness of God, you know. And I'll read those. Psalm 89:33 says, nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. I was sharing with Mike before the broadcast, before we started recording, that I was raised with the idea that we could drum up our own faith. You know, all we have to do is make a decision that we're going to have more faith and we're going to have more faith. And I found that just was not the case at all. And you know, I've often relayed this. My sister-in-law was talking to my dad one day, and my dad was really good about asking questions to draw people out, and he said to Beth, he said, what do you think about, you know, a person losing their salvation? What do you think about that? And she had the right answer. She said, Dale, God doesn't give us temporary life. He gives us eternal life. Okay. My dad got a big grin on his face, you know. And that's really what, when I think of the faithfulness of God, I think about the fact that, you know, underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. You know, that's why I love the 23rd Psalm when it says that, you know, that I will dwell with him all of my life, you know. Regardless of whether we're going through, you know, if the Lord is truly our shepherd, you know, then he is not going to leave us because he's going to care for his sheep. And, Mark, can you look up, for me, look up, Psalm 88:11. And I'll read a few more of these. Psalm 92:2, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And I love that psalm that you mentioned in Psalm 119:75 because, you know, how many messages have you heard on God afflicting us? Okay? I know, Lord, that thy judgments are right and thou in faithfulness have afflicted me. And I know I've experienced that over my life, and I know you have, and I know Mark has, that we have experienced it, and Job experienced it, you know. Okay, Mark, read for me Psalm 88:11. Read loudly.
The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. Is
for no, Psalm 88.
I said Psalm 89.
No, 80. Oh, did I say 89? Maybe I did. Hold on a second. I've got, yeah, I did, 89:33, I'm sorry.
I think it's 89:11. 89:33. Nevertheless, my loving kindness, why not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail?
Yeah, there's a lot in 89, Psalm 89. 89:2 says, for I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness thou shalt establish in the very heavens. And 89:24, my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. And there's so many. And 89:5, I think, Mike mentioned, the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. And then one of the best ones is Psalm 89:1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. In Isaiah 25:1, O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. There's so many passages, and we don't have time to read all of them, but what I would like to do is I would like Mike suggested, I'd like to give you the passages, and anyone that hears this, look these passages up on your own. Genesis 26:21-22, Exodus 34:6, Deuteronomy 7:9-11, Deuteronomy 31:6, Psalm 25, 8 through 10, Psalm 26, 1 through 3, 1 Corinthians 6, 4 through 9, 1 Corinthians 10, 12 through 13, 2 Timothy 2, 11 through 13, Hebrews 10, 23, 1 Peter 4, 16 through 19, and 1 John 1, 7 through 10. Those are all wonderful passages pointing to the faithfulness of God. One of the most favorite passages in the Bible that has been a mainstay for me over the years, is in the book of Jude. The last book before Revelation, and it's the last two verses in the book of Jude, and I will read that real quickly. It's a phenomenal passage, because this is after Jude giving us all the warnings about people creeping in and all this and false doctrines and so on, but he says, speaking to God's elect in verse 24, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen." And I often ask people, how can Christ present us, how can he present us faultless? Okay? Because I know I have a lot of faults. The only way he can present us faultless is because through his Son, through the completed work on the cross, it's called imputed righteousness. It's not that I have any righteousness of my own. It's not that I have any faultlessness of my own. And that's the way he can present me, is through the shed blood of Christ. So that's about all I have on it tonight. Mark, do you have any thoughts about the faithfulness of God?
I believe what you said.
Yeah. Okay. Mark says he gives assent to everything we've said, Mike. So anyway.
Another thought I had too was, at the 119:75, where that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. One of the things I always think about is through affliction, how there's that kind of analogy, how they purify silver and gold, they burn off the impurities. I think that's what affliction does to us.
Yes.
I wrote that to our friend Walt Stickle, who I'm praying for him.
Yes. Yes, I talked to Walt today just for everyone's knowledge, and we had a good talk, and I let him know that he's definitely in our prayers. He's very weak, and so he does need our prayers. And I want to thank George for making me aware of the situation. George called me and told me about it. And so, we're going to bring this to a conclusion. We've gone on 14 minutes, and I think we pretty well covered the topic. So, now, just so you all know, we do this every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. If anybody has an interest in joining us on this call, just send me an email. And you can go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to our contact section, and I'll send you a link so you can join us on the broadcast. Good night for now.